Yeah, that's one of the ones I got folded. I like that one. And I'm going to let you read this one here called Please. I just love this one. Before we go, we got like about like no time. So I'm going to let you read a few excerpts from that. Yeah, please.
This one is called Please. Dear God, I know you hear my cry. Moreover, I'm afraid to ask why. Knowing I can't hide it from you. However, from my parents, I can too. Somehow, you reveal the truth to them. That is just living proof. I want you to save me from my enemies. They do nothing more than tear me apart. They deceive, they lie, and hurt my family. Never thought I would carry all this guilt, nor outgrow what I have gained. Please, I reach out to you. You have never let me down. Amen.
Thank you, ma'am, for coming in. I love your book. Next time you come in, we're going to have to do a giveaway with your book, and we're going to have you come back in after you've done some of your book signing. Let us know how everything went and how everything is going, because I really want to stay current with what's going on with you.
Yes, ma'am.
We want to see you progress and grow. You're 15, and you know what, pretty much this is your own business, and we're all about supporting you with your own business, and we want you to go and grow and make you some money on the side while you're doing it too. So there's nothing wrong with that. We want to say thank you, Dr. Bell, for coming in. We got to get out of the way. We got Greg Tejada coming up next, and 484-2500, 1-877-464-2500. If you want to talk to them, they'll be in the studio for a few more minutes. Until next time, you guys stay blessed.
The Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Amen. Now, we know anytime you got a vision, there's always going to be hindrances. You have a purpose, you have vision, you have a plan, and then here come the obstacles, the things that get in the way of you fulfilling that. And so you have to know what they are. And I'm going to talk about just one of them today, because there's several that we probably need to touch on, but I'm going to deal with one today, because this one here is the one that's the hardest to see. One of the hardest ones to see. For you to see personally. And guess what it is? The biggest hindrance that you have to seeing God's purpose fulfilled in your life and seeing the God-given vision that you have come to pass is laziness. Just flat out plain laziness. The Bible calls it slothfulness. Why haven't I walked like I want to walk on the treadmill? Treadmill calling me, Greg, today you're supposed to walk at 5. I say 5:30, you got the time wrong. 5:30 come, he say it's 5:30. I say the news is on, wait, 7. Okay, 7 o'clock come, Greg, it's 7. I got to pray. I must pray now. I have to spend more time with spiritual things than physical. Before I go to bed tonight, I'll do it. I said, well, it's time for me to go to bed, and treadmill say, Greg, time for me. You're not spending any time with me. I say, see you in the morning. You in the morning, early. I'll get up. I'll see you at 5 in the morning. 5 o'clock. You be ready. Then other people want to help you fulfill the vision. CC, Greg, treadmill over there. You need to walk. Then Gabe's dad. You say the Lord told you to walk. I say, man, be quiet. I even made Gabriel my coach one time. I say, Gabe, you my coach. I'm submitted to you. You know I'm supposed to walk. I say, I'm going to submit to you. You're my coach. And then Gabe say, Dad, it's time for us to work out. I say, boy, I'm your daddy. You don't tell me what to do. So I said, okay, Gabe. The next Gabe said, no, I ain't your coach. He said, Dad, you ain't going to do it right. Lazy. Slowfulness is a vision killer. It will kill your vision. It will stop you before you even get started. Laziness will. Now, let me give you some points about laziness, and then we're going to look at the scripture. Okay? Listen to this right here. The danger of giving place to a slowful spirit. You will lose your desire for excellence. If you get lazy, you will lose your desire for excellence. That means there will be a lack of attention to the details in your life. The desire to do things right will just flee away from you. And then you'll be satisfied with doing things halfway. That lazy spirit get on you, you won't go the extra mile. You just do just enough to get by. Lazy people often develop an apathetic attitude. They usually have a don't care attitude. They just get to the point where they say, well, look, I don't care. And they'd be apathetic about everything. Don't care how they look. Don't care about responsibility. They just lose that edge that you need to be a giant killer. Amen. God's called all of us to be giant killers. Amen. But the devil will send a slowful spirit after you and get you lazy. You'll lose your desire to serve and help others, and you'll develop a self-centered attitude. See, lazy people don't want to help nobody. Why? It's going to cost them something. They don't want to go out of their way. They don't want to sacrifice. They just want everything at their fingertips. Just being lazy. When you are lazy, you want to be served. And you have no desire to serve others. This is the danger of it. You see how this can stop your vision. You know, when you become self-centered, God can't work with you. Lazy people don't take responsibility for their actions because they make excuses all the time. If a slowful spirit get on you, then you're going to be an excuse maker. Why you didn't get this done? Well, I couldn't get that done because of this. Well, why didn't you do this right here? Well, I couldn't do that because this didn't happen right. And why didn't you get this right here done? Well, you know, so-and-so hindered me from that. So you make excuses. Amen. Lazy people are seen by others as unfaithful, unreliable, and undependable. This is the danger, is that you lose the trust of other people when you're lazy. If you're lazy, nobody can depend on you. Amen. And let me tell you what the real danger is. The real danger, and I'll touch on this a little bit later on when we get down to the scriptures. The real danger is this right here, is that a lazy person usually don't recognize themselves as being lazy. It's easy to see laziness in others, but not easy to see it in us. You know why? Because we justify our action. We always have a good reason why we didn't do. All right, I know it's quiet in here now. We were shouting the victory a minute ago, boy. We're talking about the holiness of God. Amen. Well, you need to judge yourself. Lazy people will never finish the course God has given them, and they will never have the full blessing of the Lord. That's a danger for you to live all your life without the full blessing. Lazy people become a burden to others because they never have enough and are always seeking help from others. Lazy people become lifelong leeches. They're always looking for others to make things happen for them. They don't take care of their own business affairs. You ever found somebody that go get a job application, want you to fill it out for them? Oh, I got this job out. Can you fill this out for me? No, Seth, fill your own application out. I hope I ain't talking about nobody in here. I just came out. You know, they don't want to do nothing for themselves. They always want somebody else to do it. They become a burden to other people because they have lack in their life. And as a believer, you have to learn how to recognize that slothful spirit is on other people because they'll leech on you. They'll drain you of the resources that God bless you for your vision. You ever had things that you needed for your vision, for the vision God's given you, and somebody that don't want to do nothing has always got their hand out around you? And you say, well, I got this to do, and then they put a pity story on you, make you feel guilty. Well, you know, if you was a real Christian, they love that line. Boy, I tell you what, if I was in church as much as you, I sure would be willing to help people more than you. What you learning down there at that church anyhow? I thought Christian was supposed to help people. So they'll throw a guilt trip on you real quick. Most of them people that stand on side of the road say, we'll work for food. They ain't going to work. You say, come on, I got a job for you. I want you to chop some wood for me. Well, you know, I got arthritis. Can't chop no wood. They'll come up with some excuse. Not all of them, but a lot of them. Not all of them. Some of them are there because they're lazy. Lazy people will always be in want and full of desire to have things. Over time, they will become covetous, wanting what others have worked for, and will develop an attitude of entitlement. In other words, you supposed to help me. I ain't as blessed as you. You supposed to help me. And they are very ungrateful. Because when you do help them, they say, well, you just done what you're supposed to do. You ever met anybody like that? Just have a sense of entitlement. You're supposed to do for me. And really, sometimes kids can throw them guilt trips on their parents. Well, you know, I ain't asked to be born. Hey, I wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for you. If you'd have trained me better, maybe I wouldn't be in the situation I'm in. You supposed to help me. You my mama. You my daddy. You my grandmama. You supposed to help me. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, help me, Jesus. Help me. Lazy people see what needs to be done, but they're too lazy to do it. They know what's supposed to be done, but they just say, I just can't do it. Lazy people are great wasters of time, talent, and money. If you hang out with lazy people, you're going to end up being drained, and you're going to end up wasting your resources. So you have to be careful. Now, let's look at some scriptures here. Slothfulness, the word slothfulness also means to be too slow to move or to take action. It means to hesitate. Now, the children of Dan in Judges chapter 18, verse 9, they did just what Moses did when they came out of Egypt. They hadn't got their full inheritance yet, so they sent some spies into the land. And the spies came back and said, hey, it's a good land. They said, look, some people over there, they're lazy. They are carefree. They are not warriors. They will be easy to take their land from them. And then they say, now, don't be slothful. Don't hesitate. We need to go do it now. In fact, he said, they don't have no allies either. They don't have nobody going to come fight for them. See, that's what happens when you're lazy, then you don't really have nobody really in your corner a whole lot. So Judges 18:19, it says, and they said, arise that we may go up against them, for we have seen the land, and behold, it is a very good, and are you still? Be not slothful to go and to enter to possess the land. In other words, you say, look, don't delay, don't wait, don't hesitate. Judges chapter 18, verse 9. Sometimes when a door of opportunity opens, if you're lazy, you'll miss it because you'll hesitate and you'll be too slow to act, or you won't have your plan together. Most time you ain't gonna have your plan together. So you're not ready for the opportunity when it comes and the door closes on you. So you have to stay sharp. Amen. You